Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When John was exiled to the island of Patmos, he saw something amazing. John said, "I saw the dead, both great and small, standing before God's throne. And the books were opened, including the Book of Life. And the dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up its dead, and death and the grave gave up their dead. And all were judged according to their deeds." Now, throughout history, and more specifically, when you look at the history of Christians, there have been some notable people who have been used by God. And equally, there have been some people used by the devil. But there is one thing they all have in common. From King David to Goliath, there is something they have in common. Paul the Apostle, Moses, Gideon, and Peter all have something in common with Judas, Samson, King Herod, and Jezebel. And do you know what that is? It's the fact that they all, we all, have to stand and face God on the Day of Judgment. And you see, Judgment Day, a phrase mentioned constantly by believers and unbelievers alike. But how many people actually understand what this means, biblically speaking? There is a major misconception about the topic of Judgment Day. The way people see it is this. We all live our lives, some people are worse than others, and then we will all die someday. At this moment, people believe that is when we will stand before God and be judged for everything we have ever done. That's the general consensus of Judgment Day. But how accurate is it? There is some truth to this simplified view for sure, I will not deny that. But there are some major concepts to be examined if we dig into the scriptures and get a deeper understanding of Judgment Day. These truths are very important, and a misunderstanding of these truths can and do lead to heresy. A misunderstanding of Judgment Day has even caused some people to adhere to a salvation that is based on human merit. As you will see, that is incorrect. Salvation is not obtained by human merit, and in a moment we'll see in the scripture exactly where human merit gets us. We will all stand and be judged, yes. However, what people tend to misunderstand is that our final judgments are not the same for everyone. The key to understanding this crucial doctrine is the fact that there are two separate judgment events. The biggest distinction between these events are the people attending them. We can even see this concept laid out for us, surprisingly, in the Old Testament even. Typically, we don't look at the Old Testament much when we're seeking to understand things in the future that have not happened yet. However, there are some books that do shed light on end times events. The book of Daniel is known for being like the revelation of its day because we find many prophecies of end times events in this book. Let's take a look. Daniel 12, verse 1-2, in regards to end times, says, "At that time shall arise Michael, the great prince who has charge of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never has been since there was a nation till that time. But at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone whose name shall be found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt." Notice that the Bible clearly tells us here that at the end of time, some people will wake up unto everlasting life, and some unto everlasting contempt. The fact that there are two groups is fairly clear. Now, just who are the two groups of people? The answer is simply the saved and the unsaved. The saved will go through an event called the Judgment Seat of Christ, and the unsaved will go to an event called the Great White Throne Judgment. They are both judgments, and they both take into account deeds that we have done. But they are two separate events that are mutually exclusive, one to another. It is not possible for a person to be at both events. Every person has until the moment they die to choose which judgment they will be a part of. Let us begin by talking about where, sadly, most people will end up. The Great White Throne Judgment. Remember, these judgments include every single person who has ever lived from the dawn of time until the very end of all things. We are literally looking at an event that involves every single person who has ever existed. The Great White Throne. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 to 15, the Bible says this: "Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. From his presence, earth and sky fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books, according to what they had done. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one of them."
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With the struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With the struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
According to what they had done. Then, death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. The language of the Bible makes it clear that the dead will be raised up again to be judged. Now, Scripture tells us that God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. It also tells us in John 10, verse 28, "I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." All over the Bible, we learn that Christians can never perish. Yes, believers die a physical death, but the Bible makes it clear that they never actually die. I know that seems contradictory, and if I had more time, we could dig in deeper. But the way this works is, because a person is a soul, not a body, when a person departs from their body, they exist from that moment forward someplace else, that being the spiritual realm. Now, because Christians never actually die, they just depart from their body, we know for certain that this verse in Revelation 20 is specifically talking about dead, unsaved people. However, this is not the only case we have for this being unbelievers. The very nature of the judgment happening is another indicator altogether that the Great White Throne Judgment is reserved for unbelievers, not Christians. We can get an even greater understanding by cross-referencing Daniel 7, verse 9 to 10, which says, "As I looked, thrones were placed, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and came out from before him. 1,000,000 served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were opened." Notice the clear imagery of a courtroom setting. A person is clearly on trial here, and the judge is the perfect and holy one, Jesus Christ. In both Revelation 20 and Daniel 7, there is mention of the books being opened. There are multiple books these people will be judged from. There is also what is called the Book of Life. However, for the Great White Throne Judgment, these people in attendance are not written in the Book of Life because they are unsaved and have not put their faith in Christ. The books they will be judged from are the documented wrongdoings of the person on trial. Unfortunately, at this point, there is no hope for the people there. They will be judged according to their works in their lifetime. They do not have the blood of Christ applied to their account, and therefore have not obtained forgiveness of their sins. If a person does not accept Christ to pay the penalty of their sins for them, they will end up here one day. God is righteous, and he must deal with sin. If a person is unwilling to believe in Jesus Christ, they cannot be forgiven. Without Christ, a person owes a sin debt that must be paid in full. The Great White Throne Judgment is one of the very last things that God will do to bring the world back into perfect harmony and reconciliation to himself. It is necessary, and he is just doing it. Imagine all the people who trusted in their own works on this day. How sad will this be for them because they rested in their own accomplishments and not the work of the perfect one, Jesus. They wanted a reward, but never realized their sin outweighed them immensely. One sin prevents us from obtaining any reward and instead hurls us into debt to God. No amount of good deeds can cancel out the debt that we owe from our sin. Only Christ can cancel that out for us. By the time a person reaches the Great White Throne Judgment, it is far too late. Imagine a person standing there. They have to answer for themselves. Imagine the shame and helplessness one would feel in this situation. Imagine every sin you ever committed being brought to your attention while the Holy God Himself looks upon you. Imagine every sinful thought you ever had, the things you would have never told another soul, being read out loud as you stand with no excuse and nobody to come to your defense. Every wrong action, every word, right there as evidence against you. Then God looks to the Book of Life. God is love. He is mercy. And yet he is just. At this moment, he turns his attention to a book that, if a person's name were found, would clear them of their offenses. God perhaps is making one last point. The point is that this could have been avoided if the defendant would have just trusted Christ for salvation. Sadly, the Book of Life slams shut. Guilty is determined, and the person is off to the lake of fire. Imagine the regret one would feel as this last moment of their existence ends. If you are listening to this and you are not saved, I urge you to believe in Christ and trust Him only for salvation. The only way a person can avoid the Great White Throne Judgment is by Christ. Now, let us move on and talk about where the believers will be judged. the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10 tells us, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil." The immediate context is about Christians. The Bible is not teaching us here that a Christian will receive a final judgment of their works with a threat of hell. Even with the mention of evil works, that is not what is taking place at the judgment seat of Christ. The good and evil works that a person has done, as mentioned, is simply referring to how a Christian lived their life. A Christian can do good works, and a Christian can do bad works, just like any other person. The difference is, this judgment is a final evaluation of a believer's life so that they can receive rewards for their service to Christ. Some may receive a lot of rewards. Some may receive little or none. But it is clear that believers too will stand before God at the end of their days. However, much less is at stake here than at the Great White Throne Judgment. Believers are already saved and sealed, with a home reserved for them in heaven, so there is no threat to their eternal destination. Every sin a believer has committed, even after salvation, is all covered by the blood of Christ, who paid for that sin in full. How can believers get the most out of this judgment and prepare for this day now to make sure it's a joyful day? We must first determine in our heart that this day matters to us. Even though we are not threatened with the fires of hell, even though we will be with Christ for all eternity, we still want to hear, "Well done, you good and faithful servant," when we stand before Him. A very true and often hijacked idea from the Bible is reaping and sowing. The fruit we produce in our life matters, whether they be good or bad. We want to prepare ourselves by planting good seeds now while there is time. Once our time is up, we will not have another chance to make an impact on this world for Christ. Imagine how amazing this day will be if you put your all into the Christian life right now. You stand before Christ, who is smiling in approval. Imagine Him rewarding you for the kind things you did when you thought nobody was watching, or all the sacrifices you made for Him when you barely had the strength to stand on your feet. All of that matters, Christian. One day, we will be rewarded for all of it. We will all wish we did more. So please keep this in mind and live this life in the most Christ-honoring way possible. I hope that you see that these are two separate events. One will be an amazing experience full of joy and happiness beyond our wildest imagination. And the other will be gut-wrenching sorrow and disappointment. Which one will you be at? I urge you to trust Christ so you can be at the judgment seat of Christ. If you are saved already, let's warn as many people about the Great White Throne Judgment as we possibly can. Let us help everyone, both the saved and unsaved, understand the difference between the two.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.